Time now for Where's Art with the incomparable Annie Dugan. Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. We have an amazing week of art because it's an amazing week in Duluth. So you know that there's going to be amazing art. And I'm so times 100 excited for the show that's opening this Thursday at Prove Gallery. It's called Shady Rest. And it is curated by Betsy Hunt and Zach Mosier. They have completely transformed the inside of Prove Gallery into, they've had for months, well, it seems like months, it's not been months, but they've had, they've painted brick, like, you know, faux brick, but this wonderfully, like, sort of faded pink. It looks sort of like a dentist office in Tallahassee, Florida or something. I mean, it just is, it's a very unique space. They put a call out for fake plants, and they have it decorated with fake plants. But basically, it's a meeting space for ideas, for art, and they've populated it with just a collection of incredibly talented female artists from around the country. Kristen Pless is a local artist that they're featuring, whose photography work is absolutely stunning. And what is amazing about Kristen's work is that she pays attention to the physical object of the photograph. I mean, so often we think of physical, or we think of photography as being in the digital form. And she uses the silver gelatin process to create just this sumptuous, delightful, amazing, you just want to kind of, you don't want to lick them because they're photographs, but they have such a physical, tactile presence that is really impressive. So Kristen's part of it. Lydia Deemer is featured in the show. She is in Iowa. She's has this incredible mind that you see sort of reflected in her artwork, in the kind of different materials that she brings together. She does these fascinating sort of larger scale collages that are going to be amazing. So they've brought these women together. They've created a really unique environment for all of the artwork to be, and to sort of, it almost feels like the artworks themselves are having conversations. So that opens this Thursday at 7 p.m. at Prove Gallery. And then this weekend is the Lincoln Park Open House, October 14th, and it is, the Duluth Art Institute is doing a free family day. If people have never gone to free family day, I urge everyone to go. It is Amy Barsek at the Duluth Art Institute does. She has projects that you can come make with your family, make with, you know, anyone really can come and make these projects. There's usually about five of them, and they're she does a really nice mix of things that you can do, that you can recreate at home, and then things that are special that you can't necessarily do at home, like pottery and glass fusing and things like that, that are sort of, you have to have the special equipment to do it. So it's a great opportunity to come and actually get your hands, get a little messy. And then I'm super excited because part of the open house, the Lincoln Park Business Group is working with Jonathan Thunder, who is a painter, and he is doing a temporary chalk mural on the Elephant Rock in Lincoln Park. This is this big rock in Lincoln Park that looks like an elephant, hence its name, the sleeping elephant, Elephant Rock. But Jonathan, I am so excited. He's the perfect artist for this because he does these incredible combinations of animals and mythological beings into his regular painting work, and creates these new beasts. So this is going to be really exciting. It's done in chalk, so it's sort of like a one day. He's going to be doing it Thursday and Friday, and then Saturday it'll be unveiled as part of that open house for Lincoln Park. So it's a great week, as always, and a little bit of sunshine to let us enjoy it, Lisa.
It sounds absolutely marvelous. Annie, thanks so much for joining us. We'll have a schmooze again in a week.
Thank you.
Annie Dugan this morning. She is an art instructor at the College of St. Scholastica and our longtime host for Where's Art? Mondays here on KUMD.